Society.
Yes.
Yeah. Welcome to Bunda Vista. This is a bonus episode. We spent the last 1 hour trying to work out how we can set up the audio for both of my Ben and myself to be in the same room. So this is the intro you get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where the energy went.
Yeah. I'm Theo, and I'm in a bit of a pickle. I've been stripped nude, trussed. I'm vertical, and I'm slowly rotating. I've been marinated. Every so often, I get basted with succulent juices. I'm cooking. Got to tell you, not a fan, but kind of smell delicious. Kind of smell real good.
You do smell good.
In this pickle with me, right next to me, is Ben. He's also strip nude, trussed, on a vertical axis, spinning slowly, roasting over an electric fire. How are you, Ben? How are you finding it?
I'm a little toasty.
Yeah.
Not going to lie, it's a little warm. Bit hot in here.
Yeah. But you are smelling great.
I
gotta
smell
tell
really
you,
nice.
You smell so nice.
Vertically, you say?
Yeah, vertically, kind of just spinning like this.
Not like a regular like rotisserie or sort of thing where you sort of horizontally.
This is all new to me.
Okay.
So I don't have any prior experience to go on, but I am, I'm up and down.
Yeah, that's quite interesting.
I'm not lying down. I'd rather be lying down, to be honest.
Almost like kebab meat, kind of. No, it's vertical. Rotisserie type things.
Uh-oh. And here he comes. It's the big Greek guy that runs this kebab shop ready to shave us and serve us on a kebab. It's Andrew.
Greek kebab.
Greek
it's
Turkish?
Time,
what the fuck is a kebab?
You guys
is it
to
Turkish?
Understand. Gyros.
They're the same thing.
Yeah. Turks and Lebanese? The same thing?
Is it Lebanese? Is a kebab Lebanese?
If you'd like,
a kebab?
If you'd like, I could make a list of all the nationalities that are the same thing to me.
Yeah.
I could bang off a nice big list. Yes. Albanian.
Yeah.
Throw them in there. They're probably doing some kind of kebab.
Turkish. Doner kebab's Turkish.
Okay. But
yeah, so Greek.
I better
What about shawarma, though? What about
Turkish
shawarma?
Is Greek. Shawarma, I think, is more towards the Middle East.
Yeah. And yet, delicious and on a big spinning stick, just like you two.
Yeah.
I've made you guys taste so good.
You gonna put some parsley on us?
Yeah. Well, tabbouleh.
Oh man.
Gonna throw some tabbouleh on
there. A lot of parsley in that tabbouleh. You know.
Hey, I bet if you were two vertical guys on vertical rotisseries, in a Greek kebab shop, that the Greek proprietor of your Greek kebab shop, whatever he wanted in, would sort of be like a celebrity to you. It's time for Celebrity Watch. This is from the Akron Beacon Journal.
Akron? Akron like the singer?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's Akron. I'm just going to say.
Akron. Oh, it is, isn't it? Akron, Ohio.
Isn't that where LeBron James is from?
How's the singer pronounced?
Akron.
Akron. Akron. Akron, Ohio.
They got to get on the same page. Let's get Akron and Akron in the
Akron
same
Akron and the Lonely the Island. Room. I just had sex. Remember that one, fellas?
Not really.
Okay.
I liked on a boat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's T-Pain. Different
throw it on
one.
The ground. Dick in a box.
Dick in a box.
Things of that nature.
Yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland makes surprise visits to Akron restaurants.
Now, I notice the plural on both visits and restaurants.
Yes, but
to two different restaurants while in Akron. That's exciting news.
Yeah. Big deal for Akron, Ohio. Yeah.
Deep pockets, too. Twice in a week?
He's got that per diem. Kiefer Sutherland visited Akron and couldn't resist sampling the local cuisine.
Interesting way of saying man's got to eat.
He's got to eat. Yeah, he just needs to. He needs to feed.
He has to eat.
I don't want to be critical of my co-host here, especially looking him directly in the eyes. And kind of, he does bring sincerity to this interaction that's quite disarming. But you think he's on a per diem?
Well, because he's in town for an event, yeah.
Oh, so I just think... assume they're like, you go and spend, we know you've got Metal Gear Solid 5 money.
Yes, you've got you got that Sutherland legacy money.
You got that Sutherland source.
He inherited all the money that Donald Sutherland got from being in the Hunger Games movies.
Oh, that was probably a lot.
Yeah, it was probably a lot.
R.I.P. Donald Sutherland. Yeah. The good actor of the family.
Yeah, I also remember that he's dead.
Good guy, too. Good politics. Seems like a great guy, generally.
Really? Yeah.
Donald. Yeah, now it's let's, be a shame go, when now let's talk Dyke about the other one.
He's not good? Kiefer's no good?
Kiefer's a right-wing dude, isn't he?
I don't know. I know nothing about Kiefer Sutherland other than...
He's a cipher to me. Much like the character Big Boss.
Oh, he's Canadian.
Yeah. In Metal Gear Solid 5. Okay, so I haven't played. I'm no good at Metal Gear Solid. I can't get past the prelude in MGS3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never played
none of those are for me, personally.
I watched someone play several hours of Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh, okay.
It looked pretty cool.
Like on YouTube or
no, I would
in
never
person?
Do that. That is sickening behavior. Unless it's our wonderful friend Tom.
Can I issue an immediate apology to Kiefer Sutherland?
Yes.
In a January 2007 interview with Charlie Rose, Sutherland said of his political views, "I believe inherently that we have a responsibility to take care of each other. So when you talk about socialized healthcare, absolutely. That's a no-brainer.
Dope.
Free universities, absolutely. That's a no-brainer." So in the definition, I guess those are leaning towards socialist politics. To me, it's common sense.
All right. And that's kind of the sort of integrity we bring into this show as well, right? Yes. We're just going to throw out...
baseless accusations.
A casual baseless accusation about Kiefer Sutherland.
And then we're going to check it.
We'll retract it
straight away. Kiefer, sorry to hear that. Unless you have turned old and stupid.
Since 2007.
Or because you're like a man in Hollywood, there's like a laundry list of like regular assault, sexual assault, you know, that sort of stuff. But until we get to that part of the Wikipedia article.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we can be the people that stop you from doing that as well, if you're listening to this, Kiefer, and you find yourself in these situations, just don't.
Under the legal issues section of Kiefer Sutherland's Wikipedia, Sutherland surrendered to the NYPD on the 6th of May 2009 for headbutting fashion designer Jack McCulloch, founder and co-designer of Prenza Schuler at the Mercer Hotel in Soho following a fundraiser for the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Does it say whether Mr. Fashion Designer was being a cunt, though?
I mean, he's a man in the fashion industry, so he's probably a fucking monster.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kiefer.
Thank you, Kiefer.
Several weeks later, Sutherland and McCulloch issued a joint statement in which Sutherland apologized. Police dropped the charges.
All right.
I was hoping it was a joint statement where they apologized to each other. That would have been fucking great.
Yeah.
A joint statement where he said, "I was right to headbutt him," and the other guy said, "I was being a cunt."
Yeah, I was actually being a huge
cunt. That'd be a great statement.
That's the Cheney. The Rumsfeld? The Cheney.
Oh, yeah, the Cheney.
The Cheney. I apologize for you shooting me.
Yeah, I'm sorry for getting in the way of your bullets. My lord.
God damn it. Is he still alive?
Cheney? Yeah, he's been talking his shit about Trump during the last election campaign, surely. Right. And his daughter was out there going, "Vote for Kamala," and it worked really well.
I thought Cheney was dead. That's why Liz
Rumsfeld's dead.
Talked about her dad so much. Wait, no, who am I thinking of?
Dick Cheney.
You're thinking McCain.
Dick Cheney's kicking around. He is
83.
I
was thinking McCain. Man, this episode is gone.
Great. It's time for 15 minutes of Who Remembers Who Is Alive.
Oh, man. Okay. The actor and musician surprised the workers at least two downtown restaurants.
as far as we can say.
We got the stats on two.
Oh.
On Thursday, Sutherland stopped at Eddie's Famous Cheesesteaks and Grill at 147 South Main Street.
Okay.
Employees Eric Sells and Gigi Henriksen thought the customer looked familiar, but it couldn't be that guy, could it?
Editorializing there. There's no quote marks around that. That's the article asking you. Well, that couldn't be the guy.
Yeah, they're adding a little bit of flair. He wore glasses and went unnoticed by five diners in the restaurant.
Oh.
Which I don't think is them saying, there were 20 diners in there and five didn't realize. I think there were five people at the restaurant at the time, and they...
Yeah, maybe five people just minding their own business.
Oh, like five people who just went, oh, is that the guy from 24?
So if one of the waiters, though, noticed that it was Kiefer Sutherland, and then they were like, okay, starting from now, I am checking every person who comes in to see if they notice that it's Kiefer Sutherland. And they got to five before.
Clocking whether they're clocking Kiefer.
Yes. Yeah, checking their phones to like Google image surf Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland. Yeah.
2024.
He wore glasses when unnoticed by five diners. Quote, are you Eddie? Sutherland asked Sells. Owner Eddie Sutter, who celebrated his 62nd birthday Thursday, wasn't in the restaurant at the moment.
So no.
Should have left right then.
Kiefer's done like, no, I guess it's not really research. He's just looked at the name of the place.
Yes. And the first person he saw inside the restaurant, he said, are you Eddie? Famous Eddie of the restaurant. Going into Crazy Eddie's sales place and asking the first guy on the floor, are you Crazy Eddie?
Walk around Crazy Clark's asking, are you Clark? You seem pretty normal. Sales took the opportunity to test his hunch. Quote, can I get a picture for my boss to say that Kiefer Sutherland was here? He asked.
That's like the least.
That's cowardly. And not very flattering.
Not very smooth.
No, I'd be like, hey, I'm a big fan. Can I take a photo?
Hey, sorry to be weird. Are you Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah.
Are you the actor Kiefer Sutherland?
It's that easy.
Yeah. Loved you in Metal Gear Solid 5, I presume. Yep. Haven't played it yet.
I loved you in Alex Proyas's Dark City.
How'd they get your eye like that in Dark City?
Yeah.
Do you still have the hat? Skarsgård. I'm thinking of Alexander Skarsgård in Melancholia. He wasn't in Melancholia, was he?
No, I think he is in Melancholia.
He is in Melancholia?
Isn't he in Melancholia? We can't be just verifying hunches.
Can't be just remembering things for the whole episode.
It's the worst podcast.
The customer posed for photos with Sells and Henriksen and said, quote, you can tell your boss that you did meet Kiefer Sutherland because I am him.
This is the clumsiest social interaction of all time.
Yeah. You guys are all useless.
Yeah.
Including Kiefer Sutherland.
Hey, can I tell my boss Kiefer Sutherland gave me a sneaky handy under the counter?
Imagine if you asked, are you
Kiefer Sutherland in the most graceful way that we've established that you could ask? And the response was, it's funny that you ask if I am Kiefer Sutherland, because I am actually,
as it turns out,
I am actually the actor who goes by the name Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, and then you're crazy. Like, hey, I'm Tony Montaliago, prepare to die, Kiefer Sutherland.
Are you trying to remember the name of the CEO killer?
No, more the Inigo Montoya.
Montoya? Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you were trying to remember something.
No, I know the name of the CEO killer is Luigi Mangione.
Yeah.
Trust me. All right. Okay, so I'm like moving at the moment, kind of, and all I can think of is the CEO killer Luigi Mangione.
Mm.
I don't have a lot of room for your moving process?
No. I've got so many things that I should be thinking of instead of the fucking mega twink tech bro that shot CEO
who
in
like
the street.
Probably has a still undiscovered one of those blue check Greek statue avatar traditional architecture accounts.
I mean, that almost goes without saying. Mm. I think more likely he's got an undiscovered DeviantArt furry account.
Yeah.
Like,
what if he had an OnlyFans?
Or an OnlyFans, look.
I think he'd be doing pretty well right now.
Pretty well, yeah.
Oh, man, imagine what a long-term promotional effort for his OnlyFans account. I started an OnlyFans account and I posted a whole bunch of content and then I disappeared for 6 months and I publicly executed the CEO of one of America's largest healthcare companies. And then I said, during the court hearing, during the press coverage, and don't look at my OnlyFans.
Yeah, he's so horny for him.
He'd be raking it in.
Yeah, and the CEO's wife's like, boo-hoo, my husband.
Everybody's jacking off to my husband's killer.
Such an angel, and this guy's just like, he's got the pants with the buttons up the side. They don't even know how they got him. Yeah. Anyway, it's been a big week.
Yeah.
It's been a big week, hasn't it?
While he was waiting, Sutherland took a photo of Sutter with Kid Rock. Sorry, no, that would be very confusing. While he was waiting, Sutherland looked at a photo of Sutter with Kid Rock and took photos of the Eddie's sign and Akron images on the walls.
That's nice.
Well, you kind of look around, wouldn't you, while you're waiting for your food to arrive?
Taking photos, though?
Was the reporter there?
I think this is all eyewitness testimony from the staff at Eddie's.
Do we need the eyewitness testimony that he looked at a specific photo on the wall?
I kind of think that's, I mean, you've got to fill this story out. Otherwise, you're not getting a lot of words out of Kiefer Sutherland goes to two restaurants.
Yeah, Sutherland continued to use his eyes throughout the interaction.
Man, it's, I saw this thing, I don't know, this was like years ago. I don't know why it really stuck with me, but it was like, I think it was just Instagram videos from Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. The married, right?
Yeah, yep, yep. Parents of Wyatt Russell.
That's right. Beautiful Wyatt Russell. We love Wyatt Russell. They were on holiday in Hawaii, and it was just like Goldie Hawn just taking videos of them just walking around doing like middle-aged tourist stuff. And adorable. Like Kurt Russell is just like walking around looking at like hedges and being like, how cool is this? And then there's a glass of wine and he's like, how nice is this? Where you're like, you are so famous that you shouldn't be delighted by like regular stuff.
You shouldn't experience gentle beauty.
No, not like regular everyday beauty of like having a day at a winery and being like, oh, this is a bit lovely. You should.
Wow, I had a really nice day.
Which is great. And I'm glad that happened to him.
But are you saying that you feel like his nice days should be significantly more impressive than ours? Is that what you're saying?
If it would impress my mum, like, I think there should probably be a higher standard. Like, that would be a perfect day for my mum to have an afternoon. I think Kurt Russell should need, like, I don't know, something a little more select, something more elite.
I think people of that crust surely have access to a more refined buffet of pleasures.
Yes. Yeah. Not just like the thing where there's like a 25-year-old giving you a guided tour with a couple of canned jokes and you'd be like, oh, that was a pun about grapes. Like, that shouldn't work on Kurt Russell.
No. I assume Alexander Skarsgård is killing, like, people for sport with a sword.
Hunting albatrosses. Yeah. I don't think that, like, I mean, Kiefer Sutherland's not maybe at Kurt Russell level of fame, but also I don't think he should be looking at, like...
He was in 24. Kurt Russell wasn't in 24.
That's true. But if you're looking, like, historic photos of Akron on the wall and be like, that's so nice, I'm going to take a photo of it for myself.
Kurt Russell has had more recent, relevant, like, well-regarded stuff than Kiefer Sutherland.
Fast Furious movies.
He's been in the Tarantino films. Like,
oh, yeah, true.
He was one of the leads in Hateful Eight, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he was in that.
He wasn't in 24.
He was in one of those Marvel movies with a little raccoon in them. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, was he?
He was in 2 or 3.
He was. He played the God Planet guy, Ego.
God Planet Dad in that movie about fatherhood. God Planet Dad. Yeah. Sells made Sutherland a half chicken cheesesteak with light cheese.
Does that mean like half, like a, you know, there's like a 6-inch and a foot long? Do you think a half chicken cheesesteak is like half of a chicken cheesesteak? Yeah.
Because you're not getting half a chicken on a cheesesteak.
No, or you're not getting a cheesesteak which has half chicken as the
filling. The other side.
What's the other half?
Just some extra bread if you want some walking around bread.
Light cheese is quite funny. Going to a cheesesteak place and be like, I'm not too heavy on the cheese. What are you doing?
Maybe it's the color of the cheese. Maybe you're picking between, like, your Monterey Jacks.
I thought it was the fat content, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, you were thinking L-I-T-E cheese. Cheese light.
Is that what we're doing?
I think that's what Americans L-I-T-E? Do.
Is there such a thing as, like, I guess there is light cheese, isn't there? Like, probably. Sort of tasty light cheese kind of thing. But who gives a fuck?
On.
How much cheese are you eating?
Are we saying, like, that... light, low-fat things are always L-I-T-E.
No, not universally. I would say in America that is often the case.
Okay.
Yeah.
For example, if you were pairing it with the word diet.
Here.
Yeah.
I think there are a number of ways in which light could refer to what's going on in the cheesesteak. It could be the color of the cheese. It could be how much cheese he had.
Yeah.
Just a light serving of cheese.
We just don't know.
I think it was a light serving of cheese. That's my suspicion.
Maybe we need to email Eddie.
I think we can probably find out from the website.
Can you please go into a bit more detail about the half sandwich that Kiefer Sutherland ate when he came in?
Find out from the website. Listen to yourself.
Did he look at any other photos?
Is this what happens to the world?
Yeah. What happened to the art of conversation? Instead of just looking up what sort of cheese order Kiefer Sutherland did.
Does this mean not too heavy on the cheese?
It's cool, Eddie.
Half fat.
If we had Max Laverne on this episode, he would have called the place up and be like, hey, we need to know. You had Kiefer Sutherland in the other day. The actor ate it at a table next to the restaurant's Christmas tree.
Yes, at a table. Classic choice of seat at a restaurant.
Well, it's right next to the Christmas tree.
You reckon they moved someone else? Get the fuck out of the way. Kiefer's got to sit next to...
This is fucking Kiefer Sutherland, all right? Quote, he was really nice, Sells said.
Oh, it's nice.
That is nice.
Yeah.
On Friday, Sutherland stopped for a bite at the Diamond Deli at 378 South Main Street. All right, so he stuck to Main Street by the sound of it.
Now, I know what the answer's going to be here, and I'm making trouble. You wouldn't happen to have the looks like menus back on the menu stinger available, would you?
I can.
Looks like menu back on the menu, boys.
All right, so Eddie's on Main Street, signature cheesesteaks menu. You can get yourself the original cheesesteak. This legendary steak started it all. Grain-fed Midwestern sirloin, chopped and smothered in melted provolone and mozzarella. Topped with caramelized onions and mushrooms, served on an Amarosa roll. $11 full, half, $6.50. The other option is, you create amazing. Same price.
Thank you.
Start with our succulent chopped sirloin steak, smothered with melted provolone and mozzarella on a classic Amarosa roll. You create the rest. You can choose from banana peppers, green peppers, three pepper relish, sauteed onion, raw onion, red onion, jalapenos, marinara, spicy... Gardenera?
Yeah, that's the like Italian pickle you get on like a chuppy.
I was just hoping I was in the right ballpark with the pronouncing. Mushrooms, fries. Big banner across the menu at this point. Note to self, it says.
Okay.
Which it's saying to another person.
It's note to other. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it works because if you're reading that,
you say, oh, that's
it works for you. Note to self. Oh.
Internal monologue.
Oh, it is. I don't remember saying that, but...
I remember writing this note. Don't believe his lies. Huh.
Note to self. Don't believe his lies.
Yeah. Don't say everything. Don't. And they've colored this differently and bolded it. Don't say everything. Don't say the works. You probably don't want that. Tell us what you do want, it says. Wow. They have had this interaction a lot of times, I'm going to say. Yeah. People have said, give me one with the lot, and they've been like, no, that's going to be fucked up.
Have you read the lot?
That's so many kinds of onion, bro. So much onion.
You probably don't want that. Is such a good warning. Like almost certainly,
that is a warning. You probably don't want that. Of like a threat.
You probably don't want that with two exclamation marks afterwards, which leads me to read it in Tim Robinson cadence.
Yeah,
I kind of get like, oh, can I get something with the works? You don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want no part of this.
Oh, and then there are
I'm definitely getting like a history of violence kind of thing. You don't want that. You don't want everything I've got.
Man.
Hang on, I've got 69 my wife.
It's really, it's very different to like
get my nuts out.
It's very different to the, like, we dare you to try to eat this disgusting pile of slop.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a sincerity to it. There's a...
I mean, there's probably a selfish element of it. Would be not. It wouldn't be financially prudent.
And it sounds like a pain in the dick to do.
Well,
to
be wouldn't be financially prudent, and you don't want a whole bunch of people walking away from your famous sandwich shop saying, man, I got one of their sandwiches, and it was a big pile of slop.
Sucked.
I didn't like it.
I just got the works.
It was overfilled. It was so wet. There was no cohesion. Well, yeah. Who did that?
15 kinds of onions. I stank. I stank for days for dinner. After that thing.
Yeah.
That's menus back on the menu.
Thank you. Two items, I think the shortest.
Yeah. But a whole world of possibilities.
Well,
yeah.
There are a whole bunch of custom sandwich configurations that Eddie has put together for you. But really, it was the note to self that stuck out to me. Do not order the works. We beg you.
We have learned this the hard way.
We've seen so many people come through those doors, you know. Restaurant established in the 90s. Yeah. That's a lot of times for people to say, hey, this sucks.
Just getting to a menu and being like, hey, can we get real? Can we get really real here for a second? Can we get real
about level
this?
With you, Chief.
Do not order it with the works.
I've never had a menu say to me before, do you want to enjoy it or not?
That's a nice way to discuss things.
I've had a maitre d'. Do that. We went to in our honeymoon, we went to Italy and we went to this tiny little restaurant in Florence, and there was a very French, I'm going to say very Italian, could take that back.
I mean, people move between countries.
They're spiritually French.
It's in the Shenzhen, the Sheboygan zone. So they can go from place to place without passports. But the man had a character about him. And Caitlin, my dear wife, ordered the chicken, and he's like, "You coming to Florence to Firenze, and you ordered the chicken? No. Try again. Do better." Like, basically, like, don't order like a fucking idiot.
Why
like,
have it on the
it's
menu?
Like a chalk, it's like a chalk menu. It's like a, like, there's like five things on it. And you pick one of the five, is like,
not that
what are
one,
you
buddy.
Fucking, what are you, stupid? Prego, try the rabbit.
There are like a select elite of customers that I will do that with at the bar. Like, obviously, everything we sell is stuff that I've bought, so I like all of it.
Yeah.
But if I've got... If I got something really good on there and people that I know and I trust come in and they get something that's not the really good thing, I'm like, you fucking stupid. No.
You give them a mulligan.
Yeah. We're now at the Diamond Deli at 378 South Main Street, shortly after it opened at 9 a.m. Owners Brett and Chad McGillivy had heard that Sutherland visited Eddie's the day before, and they were bummed they didn't get a chance to meet him.
Brothers or lovers?
I think it's brothers.
Father and son?
Best friends.
Uncle and nephew.
I think best friends and cousins. They're cousin best friends.
Best friends are, bosons?
They're bosons.
Let's normalize taking your best friend's name.
Yes. let's
normalize legally changing your last name to your best friend's last name just to make it serious.
Oh, I noticed that your passport actually has a different name on it. Can you kind of explain? Oh, yeah, no, I'm best friends with...
Me and Chad.
I was best friends with Chad.
Chad's my ride or die, and I just wanted to really show him I'm going to be there forever, you know?
Okay, well, they're best friends and cousins, so they're paternal cousins, which is why they have the same surname.
Okay.
That's cousin shit. All, Brett's favorite movie is The Lost Boys, and Chad's favorite movie is Stand By Me.
Okay.
Those are two very specific movies.
Yeah, and
well, they both have Kiefer Sutherland.
They have one thing in common. Yeah.
Wouldn't know.
Oh, wait, sorry. We've just got our rampant speculation answer to the next sentence.
Played quote, the evil bully in Stand By Me.
My brother's phone case is literally the VHS tape of The Lost Boys, Chad McGillivy said. So brothers, not best friends and cousins.
Oh, okay.
As the workers prepared to open Friday, they joked around about the missed opportunity, and then the door opened.
God, can you imagine?
Yeah, you're joking about how good it would be to meet Kiefer?
Yeah, then and he then, walks through.
There's no way that would ever happen to us.
Yeah.
Being on a podcast and joking about how cool it would be to meet Kiefer Sutherland. And there's a knock at the door. Also, I love that these guys are the owners and they're both there for the open on a Friday. You know, these guys aren't like people that just bought the place and then just, you know, take a check and never turn up. These guys are there putting in the hours.
Turn up maybe in their BMW turns, 7 so. Series every now and then to say, I'll show you how it's done and make some messes and then
just
leave.
Like fuck some shit up. Just,
oh, dirty you need that keg over there? No, I'll move it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Ow! Do you think they've got the one BMW 7 Series and they take turns driving it?
Yeah, one's doing the open, one's driving the car.
As soon as they get out the door, they kind of like run as fast as they can to get to the driver's door.
Oh, that'd be real. Like if you had a convertible as well. So in the summertime, you had the top down, and then each time, someone's trying to clamber in before the
you
other one.
You think you're in, and then Chad does a fucking slide over the hood.
Yep. Doing the Austin Powers forward flip from the trunk into the driver's seat.
Quote, oh my God, that's actually him, McGillivray said. Sutherland stepped inside and announced, quote, it's time for breakfast.
Come on, no he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he fucking did. It's Kiefer Sutherland,
that
baby.
Sutherland,
so
voice of Big
much.
Boss.
A little bit of pageantry.
It's time for
a
breakfast.
Little bit of razzle dazzle.
I'm sick of celebrities pretending to be meek.
Yes. Yes.
You know, you're like your fucking Henry Cavill and you walk into a pub and you go, oh, I didn't think anyone would recognize me.
Oh,
bloody hell.
Oh, come and play some 40K with me or whatever. No. Yeah. You are cut from a different cloth. You are better than us.
You're a deity.
Act like it.
I think if you are a Kiefer Sutherland or a Kurt Russell, you go into a deli in Akron, Ohio, it's safe to assume you are the main character of the deli.
That nothing more important will happen.
Yep.
That's such
that
a
region.
There's no one in there where you need to go, oh fuck.
Yeah. That's a perfect level of fame that, like, you can go into a deli and say, it's time for breakfast, like a rock star. But the moment you're in there, you're not about to get swamped by, like, thousands of people rocking up outside and, like, ruining your life.
Yeah.
There's six people in there and two of them are like, fuck, I love that movie you're in.
Yeah.
And I love that other movie you're in.
Like, people are just going to bro out with you instead of you having to, like, have security. Like, that's pretty good. That's a nice way to be.
Yeah. And he's going alone, too, from the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a man of the people.
Didn't mention he's like ex-Special Forces commando guy that's like shadowing him because he's so good at his craft.
Can't even tell.
Yeah, he was in the diner 4 hours earlier. They hired him 6 months earlier. Didn't even know. Quote, he had sunglasses on. You know he's wearing those sunglasses when he walks through the door and douses himself.
Absolutely.
But the second he took off his sunglasses, everyone knew exactly who it was, McGillivray said.
You couldn't tell before that? You're telling me you got Clark Kented by Kiefer Sutherland?
Who's
it
this mysterious handsome guy? Handsome-ish guy.
That could be literally anyone. And then you can see his eyeballs and you go, oh, that's I see the soul I connected with through his performances.
Yeah.
You know? See the light in his eyes.
Yeah. I mean, mo-capped if it's MGS5.
Yes, yes.
So.
I can just picture where they put each of those dots.
Yeah.
You know? I know where every dot is.
That's his that gate. I would recognize that gate anywhere.
Kiefer gate. Brett took out his phone case and showed the Lost Boys cover. Sutherland's reaction, quote, he was just saying how awesome it was, and he gave him a fist bump, McGillivray said.
That's
dope.
That's rough.
No, that's awesome.
No, I'm with you, Theo. The way that's recounted, and it just makes you picture Kiefer Sutherland going, yeah, awesome.
Oh, yeah,
putting
cool.
his hand out. Good on you.
Yeah. I fully believe that enough time has passed since Lost Boys that he thinks of himself as a cool young guy in that cool young movie and a new generation of deli owners. I'm fucking loving that movie.
Young
I'll be
deli
like,
owners.
Hell yeah, bro. Just give me that fucking fist bump.
Young
because
entrepreneurs.
Yeah, a couple of young meat entrepreneurs who love your earlier work and would probably appreciate your later work if given the chance. The actor ordered a pastrami sandwich and bowl of matzo ball soup. Good picks. And sat in a booth. Normally the restaurant is busy at opening time, but Sutherland had the place to himself. Quote, so he just got to kind of hang out, McGillivray said. When he was done, we asked for a picture, which of course he was just super nice about.
What a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
By the way,
again though, like we're saying, maybe he is like riding on that perfect wave of fame where like you get asked for a photo every so often throughout the day, but it's not like every second of the day.
Yeah.
I think there would be people with a level of fame where everybody within your radius wanted to just sidle up and go, little photo.
Yeah.
I was just looking at the Lost Boys on Wikipedia and got to Joel Schumacher's page. Go and have a look at Joel Schumacher's Wikipedia photo.
Does he look cool?
does he look dope?
He looks wet.
Oh, that's greasy.
He looks very wet.
Yeah, that's a wet man.
Who else could have made the movie Phone Booth, you know?
He is looking waxed.
That's a brave movie, isn't it, Phone Booth? It, all in the one spot.
He's in the phone booth the whole time.
I just watched that for the first time like maybe 2 or 3 months ago.
Never seen it.
It was pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good movie.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the hallmark of... That's the Schumacher effect,
yeah.
The Joel Schumacher special. That movie was okay. 8mm.
Yeah, you know? Pretty all right.
Pretty good. That movie was okay.
Batman and Robin. Batman Forever. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Tigerland. That movie was okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it. I know I might have seen Batman Forever, maybe.
Batman and Robin? A Time to Kill? The Client?
Yeah, I've probably seen Batman
Falling
and Robin.
Down, yeah.
Oh, no, I have seen Falling Down.
Now, there's a movie. Yeah.
Flatliners. He's very adjacent to that whole kind of Ridley Scott and Tony Scott and Michael Bay kind of thing of... And like David Fincher, of people who started as like commercial and music video directors, mm-hmm. and they continued with that like really, really visual style, just some to varying degrees of
Jonathan
success.
Jonathan Glazer's.
Yeah. Hey, Celebrity Watch, that's a segment all about celebrities. But what about a segment that's all about the general public?
Hmm.
It's time for a segment that we're now calling Watchy McWatchface.
You better pull back that veil of irony fucking quick fast.
Watching Nick Watchface.
Okay, so you know how we've talked sometimes about what happens when you let the general public name stuff in competitions?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And the general public as a whole,
on
average.
Yes.
Not funny.
I don't know if that's true. I think everyone has a beautiful sense of humor lying inside them.
I think it needs to be trained.
That's wrong. That's wrong, Ben. I don't think you even believe that. I know you love humanity, you know.
Yeah.
I know you love to honor the common man, but I don't think you believe that that's
true. I think a lot of people don't have the language or the opportunity to express it, but I do think everyone's able to see the ironies and the weirdnesses in life and observe those things.
No. Some people are going through life. Some people are going through life taking absolutely everything they see at face value and understanding none of it. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's where we live.
They're Anton Chigurhs. They're men without a sense of humor. And women often I've seen on Instagram.
I don't know. Anton Chigurh sort of kind of got a twisted way of looking at the world.
Doesn't he? That's true. I think maybe
sort of
that
a dark humor.
Carson is wrong when he describes him as a man without a sense of humor. So what I've got for you now, currently the Minnesota Department of Transportation, MDOT, I believe it's called.
Cool name.
They are running their competition to name a bunch of snowplows, I think like 10 snowplows or something.
Swimming in snowplow money.
Yeah. Well, they've got a lot of snow there, so that kind of checks out, I guess.
Or do they rename them every year?
I didn't actually rename their crew. They can't be buying that many new ones every year. I don't know.
No.
But what... So they don't show you the submissions, like the ones that are going in so far until they picked a winner, but they do have a list of the last 4 years worth of winners, the winning ones.
Great.
So I thought I would read those to you. we're gonna do this in reverse chronological order because I think it's a really nice time capsule of seeing where the trends were at.
Yeah.
So we're starting with the period running from 2023 to 2024.
Is that financial year?
They don't do the financial year in the US, I don't think, do what? They? I think we invented having a weird second half year.
Be right.
I mean, I don't think we invented it, but I think America does their shit from January to December.
No, they always talk about like doing their taxes.
Oh, no, they say fiscal year. Fiscal year. The fiscal year.
Big into fiscality. Getting
Adam Driver has a really beautiful fiscality in his performances, I thought. Here we go. I guess, but it can't be financial year either because they're doing it now. And it's December.
Yeah, it's a 2025 financial year now.
Yeah, who knows? Okay, so these are the winners from the last period. Taylor Drift.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be one of those segments.
Oh, it's even more fucked up than you would have thought. The fiscal year for the United States federal government is a 12-month period that runs from October the 1st to September the 30th. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
Jeez. That's even no time for than no else. Time.
God,
that's beautiful.
Sorry about that,
Clark W. Bliswold.
The age of that's a nice little. If you're under the age of 30, go fuck yourself. Nomination. Yeah.
From Minnesota to you.
I don't think those movies.
I don't know what's going on.
Clark Griswold
from the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation movie starring Chevy Chase.
That's nothing to me.
I do not think they have the cultural staying power of some other things, like perhaps a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Sure.
Yeah. And what are the names of the characters in that movie?
Is the plane?
Yep.
Yeah.
Plane in plane face.
Right. Dolly Ploughton.
Dolly.
Sonically doesn't really work for me.
It doesn't.
The sounds don't really line up. This next one... I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly. It's Waipahinte, which is the Dakota word for snowplow. Not really a joke there. That's, I guess, just kind of cool. Beyond sleigh.
Yeah, like...
Well, it's not a sleigh.
Yes.
It's a snow vehicle, though.
It's not on sleds, but...
No.
You're killing me, squalls.
What?
So, like, you're killing me, smalls. Like from, is that The Sandlot? You're killing me, Smalls?
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, man, this is going to turn into another great segment. I'm pretty sure it's Smalls.
It does seem to be.
It's from The Sandlot. From The Sandlot. Yeah. Kids. Yeah. And squalls are something that you get in weather. Flast and flurious. Flurious. Fast and,
and flurry.
You either pronounce it close to flurry so it makes sense, but then the pun doesn't make sense. Or you, it's, that's a wash.
Yeah, yeah.
Barbie's Dream Plow.
You know what? I like that better than all the other ones.
Sure.
Because...
Barbie movie came out relatively recently.
Yeah, and it's a joke about a concept instead of a pun of just the name of a celebrity.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really low bar. Don't get me wrong. The bar is very close to the ground. But the rest of them are... pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, we got a lot of these to do. This is from the 2022 to 2023. You're a blizzard, Harry.
Gun.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Shut up. We've done that, like, that pun has been on more shirts than have, like, ever existed up until the year 1950.
Like, a pun can be funny, but it needs to be more than just, like...
Sound alike.
Sound rhyming. Alike.
Yeah.
There needs to be something more. You got to give us something more to work with here.
Yeah,
I'm begging you.
What about Blizzo?
Like Lizzo.
Yeah, like Lizzo. Okay. Actually, I think based on what you just said, you might like the next one.
Okay, fuck you.
Cleopatra.
Look, I like that one.
Hey,
there's two things happening.
Cleopatra.
And they've made it sound like a lady's name.
Okay, all right. Look, that's a little denser than your average.
Yes.
It's more going on, and it's not simply I rhymed this with a snow-related word.
Yeah. Better Call Salt.
Gun.
That sucks. That's stupid. That's
very bad.
Stinks. Again, it doesn't really sound right.
Do the plows also salt after they've plowed, or are these two unrelated concepts?
What percentage of the town has seen Better Call Saul, do you think?
Oh, it's primetime television.
Surely, like, they've got the ability, if they're naming the plows, to be like, you know what? You submitted something, it was pretty good, but we punched it up for you.
Yeah.
We did a little work on it, because it wasn't quite ready for primetime.
Yes. Give yourself some wiggle room. We may edit these for length and clarity.
Yeah, exactly.
And for and funniness.
And for humor, yeah.
Better Call Saul was on AMC. Isn't that a cable channel? Isn't that a pay?
Oh, yeah, but they've all got fucking cable over there.
Oh, yeah. Look. It's on BitTorrent.
No such thing as primetime TV anymore, I think is maybe my gripe.
Han Snolo. Snolo.
Yeah, it's got to be Snolo.
Han Snolo.
Okay, Snolo. I think this next one is great. Blader Tot Hot Dish.
Yes. Yes, it's regional. It's relevant.
It's regional. It's regional. Hot dish.
Character.
Tater tot hot dish.
It's blade. The you guys blade. Do.
Yeah, like the blade of a snowplow.
Yeah, that's just one tiny part of it, though. That's yeah. only like. That's.
Blader dot. Frost dish.
Yes. All right.
No, don't approve that. That was
no,
fucking
that's
dope.
Better.
That was kind of you. You wouldn't have done that if you weren't in the room with me.
I think I want to make some. Tater tot hot dish. That'd be
you
good.
Should make...
Fuck, yeah. I'm so hungry for dinner. It's 5:30. I got a cheesesteak.
You should get a cheesesteak. You could swing by PJ's on the way home.
Where is PJ's?
Get one with everything.
Well, you go to the one in West End, and then from there, get the bus to your place.
Oh, okay. Probably Scoop. Won't.
There it is.
Scoop, there it is. Okay.
It's all right.
All right. Look. I think the... So, it's not just... It's not just a sound alike, but the original or like the feel of the statement of the line.
It lends itself to substituting something in there.
Yes, it does. It's an action that applies to the snowplow and not just, okay, you've made one thing sound like another thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
31-year-old song.
Yeah, but timeless.
Okay, yes. But, yeah.
Sleetwood Mac. Like, what is that?
I wish they didn't all just have to be, like, a singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me think of, like, the t-shirt company Threadless, where every single thing they sold was just one pop culture combined with another pop culture. It's like that shirt that you own.
Yeah.
That's the Twin Peaks Cause one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that from Threadless? From Threadless, they've got that?
It definitely looks like a Threadless shirt.
Okay.
I can't guarantee it, but...
Okay, you're saying that with a lot of malice in
your
voice.
No, I bought a ton of Threadless shirts
it's
in my
a lot
time.
Of, kind of, yeah. It's sort of just like you respect me less for having that shirt. But
well,
like...
I mean, no, I respect you less because the first time I saw you wearing it, I was like, oh, because it's like a knockoff of the Coors logo. And you were like, hmm?
The what?
See, I wouldn't get it if it was a knockoff, if I knew that it was a knockoff of the Coors logo.
You only
thought it was a nice
half the joke.
I didn't even know there was a joke. I thought it was just a nice Twin Peaks t-shirt, a design that I thought was fresh.
It looks great. It's a lovely shirt.
It's like in the trash now.
2021 to 2022, Betty White out. Don't mind that one. Not super mad at that.
It took me a minute.
Yeah. Control Salt Delete.
No, okay.
Why computers? No.
Yeah, it doesn't really
get out of
do
it.
Anything.
The Big Leplowski.
Yeah.
Plowasaurus Rex.
Nah.
Yeah.
No.
Dog shit. No. Scoop Dog.
No.
I feel a tiny bit of affection for Scoop Dog. Holy shit, it's Scoop Dog. Do you reckon they put the name very visibly on the plow?
They have to. Otherwise, what's the point of all of this?
Yeah, you're experiencing that horrible Minnesotan winter depression because you've not left your house in like 20 days. And you go, holy fuck, shit, it's Scoop Dog.
That one's called Scoop Dog.
You're like cheering them on, like the garbage truck drivers in Detroiters.
Yeah,
that's my boy, Scoop Dog.
What if it's just like a cool URL to a nice porno?
Yeah,
like why not make it like something that people are going to enjoy?
Something people actually like.
Something people like in the cold Minnesota. Like it's a bit.ly link and it takes you to a nice porno.
Just a pleasant porno that everyone
nice
could enjoy. Nothing
for...
divisive.
No, nothing like aggressive or disgusting. Just 2 to 5 people expressing their love for each other.
communicating in that wordless dance. But they are saying words. They are saying words.
Yeah, and the words quite vulgar.
Quite vulgar, but like not out of context. Time. Not out of context, you know?
They're still
just
communicating.
Saying them out of nowhere.
They're communicating their needs.
Yes.
Yep. Their feelings.
And what's happening.
What's happening.
Yes. They're communicating their needs and also what they're going to do.
What they're about to do. What they're about to so do. Close to doing.
they're making their intentions clear, yeah.
Sometimes you can communicate without words as well. Sometimes even like
they can just tell.
Just primal grunts.
Oh, man. What are we doing here? Blizzard of Oz.
Oh, do you want it to be the snow or do you want it to get rid of stuff, you know? It's hard to tell from these. So, like, a lot of them are like, it's about the plow. It's about getting the salt. It's about getting rid of the snow. It's about the blade. And a lot of them are like, snow, blizzard.
Yeah. The Wizard of Oz, he was a fake. He was a phony.
He was a fraud, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a huckster. This next one I quite like, actually, because it works, again, on two levels. No more Mr. Ice Guy.
Yeah, this thumbs up for me. Yeah,
he is the no more Mr. Ice Guy.
That's right. Yeah, it's a thinker. For like four
I'm into that one.
Yeah. What about this one? Edward Blizzard Hands.
Gun.
Fuck off.
Fuck you. Fuck you. God damn.
Okay, finally we get to the 2020 to 2021 period. Plowy McPlowface. Just. Why are you here? Why are we
sadly marching
this
person up to the gallows?
Yeah. You can't be doing that. Now, this next one I quite like. Oh, just got to plow right past you.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's just good, clean fun. Duck, duck, orange truck.
Duck, duck, orange truck.
Now, I assume the plows are orange for visibility in those snowy conditions.
Yeah, not a truck.
Yeah. Well, Americans will call anything a truck. And the duck duck to me, I expect something that sounds like go. Duck duck snow.
Duck duck goose?
Yeah.
Duck duck go like the search engine?
Weird. I'm so far beyond my childhood.
Yeah.
My head's so far up the computer that I think of the search engine before I think of duck duck goose.
You got computers on the brain.
I'm staring at one and I'm staring at you staring at one.
Yeah.
And on my computer, I'm staring at Andrew's.
Good hair, too.
Great. Beautiful shirt.
Oh, fellas. Oh.
Plow Bunyan?
No, doesn't work.
No, doesn't sound close enough to Paul by...
Not at all.
Yeah. Snowby One Kenobi? No.
Stupid.
Fuck off. F. Salt Fitzgerald? No. Barely sounds the same.
No.
And why are we thinking about F. Scott Fitzgerald?
Yeah.
To what end? Darth Blader.
Sounds like sounds like Darth Vader, but goth.
Yeah.
Like he's hurting himself.
Oh, that's grim. The truck formerly known as Plow.
God.
Doesn't make sense. It's actually more known as Plow because it plows. It's a fucking snow plow.
Yeah.
And also, again,
Plow before now.
Even in 2020/2021, that was very far from being a culturally relevant joke, wasn't it?
Hey, remember when Prince changed his name to an icon of some kind?
Yeah. In the 1990s for a bit.
I remember it from when it's referenced in an Eminem song. Now, I thought as a pleasant counterpoint to this, because this is what happens when you let John Q. Public do this stuff, right?
Yeah.
But what if you let experts name stuff?
Finally.
So what I have as a counterpoint is that this week the New England Aquarium announced names that they had given to 20 North Atlantic right whales. So these are whales that have been catalogued, because I think North Atlantic right whales are either being monitored or endangered. They have a catalogue of whales that have a numerical identifier on them. But they give them a helpful human-friendly name based on like a feature of the whale.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And these, I just think, are fucking fantastic. Also, they are a beautiful whale.
I've never heard of them.
I love a right whale.
I'll look them up after the show.
Good, yeah. Focus on the conversation. The first whale we have, this is catalog number 3,350. This whale is called Polaris.
Oh, nice. Dope.
Polaris is a 21-year-old male who is named for the large white scar on the left side of his head that is bright like the North Star.
That's so good.
Isn't that nice? Next, we have catalog number 5104. This is Wall-E, like the character from the movie. He is a male who has a callosity, which is it's like a callus, it's like a patch of raised tissue that looks just like the lovable Pixar character Wall-E. And the little white scar behind the right post blow is his friend in the movie, Eve.
Huh. Oh, isn't that nice?
It's and like looking at clouds, isn't it?
Yeah, you can kind of see whatever you want in a right whale. Hammer, catalog number 2406, is a 30-year-old male and is named for part of his callosity that looks like a hammer with a long handle.
Nice.
Swallowtail, catalog number 3725, received a family name since her mum's name is Butterfly and her broken lip callosity resembles a swallowtail butterfly's tail.
Huh.
Isn't that just lovely?
They each come with like a little bit of art on them.
Yeah, they got
whale art.
A little bit of whale art, a little bit of randomly positioned whale art. Frisbee, catalog number 3980, is Boomerang's daughter, and she was named for a small scar on her head that looks like a frisbee.
Where are they getting all these scars from? What are they running into out there?
Shark attacks and propellers, yeah. I think, primarily.
It's not a lot of concrete in the ocean for them to kind of like scuff themselves on.
Salsa, catalog number 2201.
Great name for a beautiful
whale.
Whale.
Yeah. 32-year-old male named because his callosity looks like that of a whale named Havana. Oh, salsa like the dance, not like the sauce.
Oh.
Salsa.
Salsa is an integral part of Cuban culture and society, and Havana is the guy. But yeah, we got that. Don't patronize me. The letter L in salsa also notes the bit of callosity that's on the left side of the whale's head. See, look, these are working on like layers.
They've thought about this.
Yeah.
They've carefully considered it.
Periscope is a 27-year-old male who was named because the upper part of his callosity pattern is shaped like a periscope. Checks out.
Cool.
Horseshoe, he's got a U-shaped callosity. Peter Rabbit, 25 years old, named because the front part of his callosity is shaped like Peter Rabbit.
That's a cool name for a whale to have.
Peter Rabbit?
Yeah, just whaling about.
That's really cute. Nice.
That's it's cute for a young whale, but I wonder if it'll be cute when he's an old whale.
I think it will. True. I think it will be. Yeah.
It's nice knowing that right now, as we're recording this and as you are listening to this, Peter Rabbit is out there swimming around.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? The size of a truck.
Eluding some sea farmer.
Granite is a 27-year-old female who was named because the first sighting of her was off the coast of New Hampshire, which, as we all know, is the Granite State.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. Right. Granite is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Now, this one I really like. Ilex, a 19-year-old male who was named because the front part of his callosity is shaped like a short fin squid, which we all know is Ilex elisabrosis. Burl is a 19-year-old male named because the bumps on both sides of his callosity pattern are very pronounced and obvious, like the knobby growths on trees.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the curl of the burl.
Yeah, I might put that song as the outro maybe. What a fucking great song.
Yeah, dope. We all like hearing that song.
Yeah, and you will too shortly, the listener. Eternity is an 18-year-old female who was named because the right side of her callosity has a feature that is shaped like an infinity symbol.
Neat.
That rules. Imagine being the infinity whale.
Yeah, well, it's funny that you say that. There is already a similar-looking whale named Infinity. Eternity is another word for it. Multiple infinities. Which you can name your prog metal album that if you want. Hopscotch is a 16-year-old female named because the small bits of callosity around her head are arranged like a hopscotch playground game. And she had her first calf earlier this year.
Oh, good on you. And good on you for getting...
getting
good
what?
On you for...
Congratulations on fucking Hopscotch. Yeah. You
getting
really did
that
it.
Big whale vagina
Jesus.
Blasted.
Christ alive. Kilo is a 13-year-old male named because the scars on the left side of his head are dash dot dash, which is a K in Morse code. K equals kilo in the phonetic alphabet.
Yeah, that rocks. All right.
That's awesome. Rill is a 10-year-old male who is named because of the deep entanglement scar embedded in his combing, which is like the whale named Gully, but not quite as deep. And a rill is a small gully. Calm down, buddy, Cormac McCarthy. Am I right?
Well, he's dead, and also apparently a feebophile.
Cancelled, yeah.
Yeah, he's cancelled. Cormac McCarthy, you are no longer the author of the show.
Yeah, that's a shame. We're going to have to pick another author that men like.
But it seemed like he had such a positive outlook on life.
Oh, man. Tally is an 8-year-old female named because the scars behind her blowholes look like tally marks.
Nice.
Okay.
Atoll is a 7-year-old female named because the small bits of callosity on her head are like a chain of islands, just like her mother, Trapelagos. Is a Trapelago like a small archipelago?
Oh.
You ever heard that word
before?
Or
is it just like a...
Three islands, maybe?
Trapelago?
The only results that come up when you search that are for this whale.
Isn't that beautiful, though?
Now, I don't... How do you pronounce this? Is it cremini, the type of mushroom?
Yeah.
Cremini is a 5-year-old female named because the front part of her callosity looks like a common capped mushroom, which is sometimes called a cremini mushroom. And lastly, Dumpling is a 5-year-old female who was named because one of the clumps of callosity on her head looks like a dumpling.
Lovely.
Lovely stuff.
That's nice. That's like something that like a 50-year-old Texan diner waitress would call you.
Finally, some people named something and they didn't fuck it up really bad.
Just like let marine biologists name all the stuff in naming competitions because they've got
bridge,
the fundamentals.
Your bridge
there.
Needs a name. Let them have a look at it just for a minute and they'll come up with something great, you know?
Oh, man. Speaking of marine biologists, because we are one of the few comedy current events podcasts in the world to have an in-staff marine biologist.
Marine biologist on retainer.
Yeah, we got to give a shout out to marine biologist of the show, Jesse, because he got a shout out in the thank yous at the end of the most recent Jeff Vandermeer novel for a description that he gave of, I believe it was an abyssal snailfish, I want to say. And like, it's not referenced in the book from what I remember, but Jeff Vandermeer was tickled enough by it that he decided to thank our beautiful marine biologist Jesse at the end of the book, which is just fucking awesome. Theo and I are both, we're big Vandermeer heads.
Yeah.
We're huge fans.
Safe to say. Yeah.
Wonderful stuff. Hey, I got to ask you guys something before we go, which is if I want to know if you think something is funny, right? Because I was at an event the other day and a joke happened and me and Elder laughed really loud and the rest of the audience didn't.
Wait, what was the event?
So, one of our two beautiful children ran for one of the school captain positions at school. And she has been elected school captain for year six by a jury of her peers and her teachers and everything.
Congratulations.
Which is very nice for her. She's like, she's aspired to it for many years and worked very hard for it and had to, like, you know, write and practice a speech a bunch and do a speech. And we saw her do a speech. It was very nice. And so she got one of these positions. And then yesterday we went to an assembly where they, you know, gave her a badge and gun for the next year. But it was also the year six graduation ceremony, right? And as part of that, they have the new school captains get their little badges for next year. But then we were just there for this year six graduation ceremony. And the principal, who is a nice guy, and I believe he also does close-up magic.
Go on.
Which you would be unsurprised to learn primary school children love.
Yeah.
And
adults. I think everyone loves close-up magic, right? How'd you do that?
Yeah.
Hey, slow down. So he gets
children
up to
and the children at heart.
Yes.
So he gets up to do his speech, and he says, you know, family, parents, year sixes, it is an enormous honor and a privilege to be here today listening to my speech. Me and Elner both bust out really loud. We were That's both like, great. That is a good bit.
That's great gear.
That is a really good bit.
Dad gear.
And as he goes on through the speech, he says, as I was writing my speech in the car, I... I like this guy. He had some stuff that really got me, man.
I'm just picturing, you know, the guy that's like coming up to the microphone at the funeral with the huge grin on his face. You know that image, man. That's a picture I got.
Oh, but that tickled me so much.
That's
man.
Quality material. That's great. Probably wasted on year sixes.
Yeah,
and their parents, I guess. Podcast. Yeah.
Oh, well, shout out to the principal now, hasn't it?
Shout out to the principal of our children's school.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, that was absolutely an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us behind the paywall. I think you could tell the energy was electric. Theo and I being in the same room.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Both rock hard through the whole thing, you know?
That's right, yeah. Theo trying to make sense of the shit that's in my living room while he's in here. For the first time.
I see a tiger over his shoulder.
I do, yeah. There is absolutely a tiger sitting
that
right
thing's
next
so
to me.
Fucking heavy, you have no idea.
Hey, but at least you just have to lug it from place to place now.
Hey,
forever.
I'm never moving again. I live here forever. No toilet accident will get me out of this home. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. And maybe, you know, throughout the course of your week, you'll remember if an actor is still alive or not.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
you remember it for us wholesale.
Thank you for being here behind the paywall. We've got a couple more episodes left for the year, but we do customarily take a little 2-week hiatus, a little holiday, because podcasting is work. And we will. I think our plan at the moment is that our last bonus episode will be coming out on Christmas Eve, which is perfect. If you don't really like spending time with your family, mm-hmm. or if you want to give your family a very unpleasant experience. But I'm just telling you this now so that you've got a little bit of time to process and come to terms with the fact that you'll have to listen to,
NPR.
Or maybe you keep it as a treat for yourself for the drive home after an uncomfortable Christmas with your family, if that's your family's deal.
You want to have a half hour debrief with your partner. You go, I can't fucking believe that she said that in front of all of us. The fucking nerve. Get that out of your system.
But after half an hour, put the show on because you don't want to dwell. You know? You don't want to hang on to things. You want to break yourself out of that cycle of negative thinking.
Yeah. Sit listening to us while you seethe.
Yeah.
We're probably not helping it.
Yeah. Holding hate for someone in your heart is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies, but the poison tastes really good.
Yeah.
And what if I put the poison in both of our cups? Foolproof.
We will see you on the free episode. Stay safe out there. If you've got one of the regular person jobs where you have to keep working through Christmas, you are brave, you are special, and you are strong. And if you have one of those, the kind of office workery jobs where just like you're already winding down now before you even stop working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Couldn't maybe.
Very fucking happy for you people.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. They say to you, here's the thing, Ben, they say to you, here's the period of time that you can't come into work.
Yeah. You're not allowed.
You know,
you're not allowed.
If you come in, we'll be mad at you.
Watch out.
Stay home.
Sorry,
for these
Americans
2 weeks.
Probably not familiar with this. But...
Yeah, exactly. They don't know what that's like for someone to say, hey, I like you. Don't come in for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Hey.
they do. All right. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.